time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me over the telephone, as he does at least once a week, I've got Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center. We're going to talk about what's going on up on the skyline. You know what? Things are kind of starting to stabilize. We had a small storm come through Sunday night. We'll talk about what, you know, where you can still get the most up-to-date information. We'll talk about the website and really what's going on up there. Brett, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, great to be here again. This is great.
Let's talk about how things are going thus far on the Manti up on the skyline right now.
Yeah, so we have a mostly stable snowpack. It's deep, and there's no significant weak layers of snow within that snowpack right now. So this is just great news all the way around. Depths range anywhere from 6 to 9 feet, so this is incredible coverage up there right now, and we have not seen any significant avalanche activity for quite some time now, actually. So things are pretty stable. The riding conditions for skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiling have been just outstanding. And, yeah, it's just good news all the way around right now.
And that's what it's all about, is keeping the people safe and keeping them informed of what's going on up there. And, you know, with we talked the last time about these low temperatures. I mean, we're seeing low temperatures down in the valley, but I can only imagine what they're seeing up there. And you said, actually, the other day, it was actually warmer up in the mountains than it was in the valley?
Yeah, we've had a temperature inversion a few days back, and that's where we see colder temperatures down in the valley bottoms. The temperatures really plummet down there and stay warmer up top. And, yeah, it's kind of an interesting phenomenon. Not a whole lot. It doesn't have much bearing on the avalanche conditions right now. We're not going through a period of, you know, a high pressure where we see a long period with no snow. Now, if that was the case, we could see weak snow form on the surface, which could become a problem later on if it got buried. But we're not seeing that right now. We're getting enough of these small storms through that keep refreshing the snow surface, and no weak layers of snow are forming. So this is great.
And once again, that's good news for avalanche control. That's good news for the water situation this spring and summer if we keep getting those smaller storms. And we talked about that last week or the week before, how important it is to kind of keep those smaller storms just coming in and depositing a new layer, because, you know, when we don't have them and things start to dry out up there, that's when we start to have issues, right?
That's correct. You know, any time we go through a long period with no new snow, we can see those weak layers form on the surface. And again, it's not a problem then, but once we bury them, that's when it becomes a problem. Now, we are into February now, and we really only have a few more weeks where these weak layers will form. Once we get towards the end of February and into March, the temperatures and the weather conditions just aren't favorable. So I'm kind of just crossing my fingers here that we're going to slide through with a stable snowpack through the rest of the season. Now, the one caveat is that we do want to be aware that conditions can change with snowstorms or any type of strong wind event that we might have. So, you know, we can see the avalanche danger spike during those snowstorms or wind events. It's generally short-lived, but there's no doubt that, you know, conditions change. We have mostly low danger right now, but if we were to see a large windy storm, we could see dangerous avalanche conditions crop up for a period of time. But what folks should do is, if they're getting into the mountains, check the daily avalanche forecast. You can find that at utahavalanchecenter.org and search for the Skyline region. Check out the forecast before heading up into the mountains, and that'll give you detailed information about what to anticipate when you're heading up for that particular day. And it'll tell you, you know, if conditions are safe or if we are dealing with some more dangerous conditions. So good source of information there to to consult before you're heading up into the hills.
And I want to back up just a little bit to talk about something that you were talking about there just a moment ago. At what point, I know that, you know, when we talk like water and how it, whether we had a good water year or a bad water year, I know they always look to a date like right around April 1st is where they kind of start measuring, okay, we had a good water year. At what point do we kind of start seeing the danger of avalanches kind of start to mellow and kind of go down to the to zero?
Yeah, right. So in general, more we see more stable conditions as spring approaches. You know, once we get into March and approaching April, things really start to quiet down, especially when we don't have any significant weak layers of snow within the current snowpack. That said, we can always see large snowstorms come through, and again, we'll see a spike in danger during those storms. Usually it's short-lived. The new snow generally stabilizes pretty rapidly, like within a few days after those storms in the spring. You know, once we get into March, mid-March, that's when things really start to quiet down, aside from those new snowstorms that we see.
All right, so we got plenty of things on the horizon to look for, plenty of great things to look forward to. And once again, if you're heading out to have a good time, please go out and enjoy yourself, but do so responsibly. Head on over to the website, get all the information. What's that website one last time, Brett?
Yeah, that's UtahAvalancheCenter.org, and search for the skyline on there, and you'll get the most recent forecast. It's updated by about 7 o'clock each morning.
Get your info there before you head out, and just be safe and go out and enjoy the you know, last maybe what month and a half that we have left of this great snow that we've had this year.
Oh yeah, it's been a really really good situation up there. The conditions have been great, and we're dealing with stable avalanche conditions, so this is like best of both worlds.
Get out there and enjoy yourself. Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk to us this morning, and I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Thanks a bunch, Dave.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.